This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. A half million acres of American history is on the market. The legendary Wagoner Ranch near Wichita Falls is up for sale. It was a favorite of Will Rogers and Teddy Roosevelt and has a rich history of cowboys, oil, and family drama dating back nearly a century. Merrick O'Keefe has covered the ranch for the Land Report, and he joins me now. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
What can you tell me about the Wagoner family? You know, how did the ranch get started?
Goes back all the way to pre-Civil War Texas, and that was when there was so much wide open space west of where Texas was really settled. And so if you had some moxie and you had a lot of luck, and in Dan Wagner's case, you had a son named Tom, you were able to go out and piece together a herd, and that herd got larger and you began to get more land. Slight hiatus during the Civil War, when obviously you didn't have much, if any at all, protection on the frontier. But that land grab continued, and by the 1870s, the Wagoner Ranch was hundreds of thousands of acres and growing.
I'm curious, what did President Roosevelt, why did he visit the ranch?
The Wagoners and some of their neighbors were able to host him out there and take him on some hunts, put him on horseback. You know, he had lived on a ranch, and he had run a ranch in the Dakotas in the 1880s as a younger man before he got into politics. And so he always was drawn to it. It wasn't a photo opportunity for him. It was really a part of the American experience that he really celebrated.
This is rubbing elbows with some interesting people. How about Will Rogers? What did he do?
The Wagoners were great entertainers. There is no doubt about that. And when you look at what a movie like Giant tries to portray, with people showing up from all over the place and having a raucous, rowdy kind of time, that's a very Wagner-esque portrayal, because they were larger-than-life characters. They loved to entertain, and they lived something that, you know, essentially became fodder for the movies.
With half a million acres, I'm sure you could invite plenty of people to show up. But the ranch is so iconic and filled with legend that it's hard to focus on just one element. Is there anything in your mind that stands out the most?
Well, I do think, you know, the point that it is all under one fence is rare. There are many properties, there are many land-owning families and entities that have multiple holdings, but not under one fence like this. I mean, half a million acres, we're talking about 2-3 times the size of New York City, you know, 800 times. Think about that. Most listeners, when they think about a big piece of property, you know, they're going to be urban Americans. They're going to think of a park like Central Park, let's say. This is 800 Central Parks. You know, it's 16 divisions. It's anywhere from 8 to 10 to 12,000 cattle, 30,000 acres of farming, 1,000 man-made water tanks. So just the scale reminds those of us, like you and I, there are places like the Wagoner out there, is really mind-boggling.
The place has been owned by the Wagoner family since the 1800s. Why are they selling it now?
I think it's from a planning standpoint. You have two divisions of the family that want to go forward off the ranch. They've decided to put it on the market, and so they contracted with the court-appointed Sam Middleton and Bernie Utrich to market the property. And from what I'm hearing, they're touring a lot of people on the ranch.
Eric O'Keefe is editor-in-chief for the Land Report. Thanks for joining me.
My pleasure.